Masechet Baba Kama Perikhe Mishnah Bet. Mishnah says, Hakadad Shechnis Kidirotav Lahatzer Baal Habayit Shelo Birshut. If a pot maker brought his pots into the courtyard of somebody else with no permission, Veshibartan Behemto Shebaal Habayit, and the animal of the homeowner over there broke them, we say Patur, the homeowner's not obligated, is not obligated to pay for those pots because the pot maker did not have any permission to bring his pots over there. It's not the responsibility of the homeowner. And if the animals of the homeowner were damaged by those pots, let's say the animal tripped over them and the animal got hurt, in that case, the pot maker himself is obligated to pay for that damage because he created a board, he created a hazardous situation without permission in his neighbor's property. But if the pot maker brought his pots into the courtyard with permission of the Baal Habayit, of the homeowner, and then somehow those pots became broken, Baal Hatzer Hayav, the owner of the courtyard, would be obligated to pay for those pots. Once he gives permission for those pots to be brought into his courtyard, then he is taking responsibility for them. He becomes like a shomer. He becomes like a watcher. And he assumes all responsibility for those pots, and he has to make sure they don't get damaged, even from onus. Let's say the wind blows and tips over those pots and they break, the homeowner is responsible for them. The same exists in terms of an animal. Let's say the animal of the homeowner fell over the pots, but the pots were brought into the hatzed with permission. Since permission was had over there, the pot maker would not be responsible for the damage that the pots caused. A similar case. Let's say somebody brought produce into the homeowner's courtyard without permission. And the animal that was owned by the Baal Habayit ate that produce. We say patur, the homeowner is not obligated to pay for it. The fruit, the produce was brought in without permission, and therefore it's not the responsibility of the homeowner to take care of it. And if the animals of the homeowner were damaged by the produce, let's say there was apples out on the floor and one of the animals was running and slipped on that produce and got hurt, then Bala Perot Hayav, the owner of the produce, has to pay for the damage to that animal. He created a hazardous situation in his neighbor's property without permission. But if he brought the produce in with permission, he brought them into the courtyard with the permission of the Baal Habayit, of the homeowner, and then let's say the homeowner's animal ate those apples, that produce, Baal HaHatzer Hayav, the owner of the courtyard, is obligated to pay for the produce. He allowed it into his courtyard, and therefore he assumed all responsibility for that produce. So if his animals ate that produce, it is his responsibility to pay the owner of that produce back. We're adding in seemingly a obvious case here, a repetitious case, in order to teach you that we're not only saying that the homeowner assumes responsibility for something that is prone to get damaged, like pots. He knows that they may fall over. They're very fragile. And it goes through his mind that when he accepts these pots into his courtyard, he's accepting responsibility for them as well. But we're saying here, even things that he wouldn't normally think about that he's responsible for, like apples, like produce, things that don't normally get damaged, we say that even though it's less likely to get damaged, he still has to make sure that they're protected. It's still his responsibility once he gives permission.